The winter season is upon us. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your WNAX Farm News Update. Visiting here today with Laura Edwards, who is a South Dakota State University Extension state climatologist, and she says things are looking out to be a La Nina pattern for this winter.
And I hate to say it, but I heard somebody say the other day, you know, I think we're kind of due for a little bit of snow this year, because I feel like the past couple winters have been very mild. So, we'll just have to wait and see, I guess.
Yeah, last couple winters have been very mild, and looking historically at La Nina winters specifically, the last several of them have started off warm and ended very cold in February. So that's kind of the same pattern we see shaping up this year. Yeah, I don't like to say we're due for a big snow year, but it's been a while, and we typically get snow up here in the winter, so I think we might be having our winter here this year.
I guess when winter weather does strike, I guess you can always turn to the South Dakota Mesonet. So that's a very useful and accurate tool that's available to everyone and on your guys' website.
Yeah, Mesonet, Mesonet .sdstate.edu is the website there. They have nearly 100 stations out there with their upgraded equipment and a handful of others with kind of their older style equipment that's out there. But all of the stations are reporting every 5 minutes temperature, precipitation, wind speed, wind direction, and including the soil moisture and temperature components. So when we get into that winter season, you can see how deep the frost is. The newer stations have snow depth sensors, so you can see how deep the snow is at any given location. And they all have weather cameras on as well, which have been really fascinating to watch last couple nights with the aurora, where the cameras have caught that everywhere across the state as they're operating daytime and nighttime. And so those also give an idea of kind of conditions out and about across the state. So yeah, I encourage folks to go check it out. Where they've installed a lot of stations last few years, about 20 or so a year. So if you haven't checked it out in a while, I encourage you to go to that website, and there might be a station in your county or closer to you than you think.
Yeah, and I was clicking through that a little bit here before this interview, and there's a lot of information on there. So I guess my last question, do you have a favorite part about the Mesonet at all?
One outside of the real-time data, you know, just the current weather, one of the most popular pages is our spray tool, which is for pesticide application specifically, but we have people use it for all kinds of things. But that's giving weather for pesticide applicators, both private and commercial, giving all the weather variables that you need, a forecast of potential of weather conditions out for a day or two in the future. And so that's been one of the more popular sites, web pages on the website. I know that's more used probably in the spring and summer, but in the wintertime too, we have the livestock stress tool, which looks at extreme cold and extreme hot. So when you get into that calving season, lambing season, we have some weather information there specifically for those extreme weather conditions. So if you do have a loss of cattle during extreme weather, there might be some data there that could help you out. And also that part has a forecast too. So you can look at what might be coming, what might be some potential extreme weather for cold or heat or high humidity, you know, kind of year-round, really.
With your WNAX Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.